Good morning, it's past week's daf in Maseches Pesachim. It's daf Lamed Zayin, second perek in Maseches Pesachim. Okay, we're going to start over here in the middle of daf Lamed Zayin. If you see, there's a more than halfway down, you see there's an aleph, a Rashi aleph in parentheses in the Gemara. Maybe the new Gemaras have it differently. Tonarabon. The Bach tells us actually that the Girs over here is Tanan Hosam. This is a mission, right? A mission. The mission says it's a mission in Maseches Chalo. Mission says as Hasif Gonim, Vahad Vshonim, Viskeritin. There's certain conditions when tefillah is made into a food. So even if you have the right meaning, but it depends how it's made. So the Mishnah says hasufgonim. Rashi says, if you've seen the Rashi over here, asuyin kisfug. Sfug is like a sponge. Sponge. Right? Hasafkonim, if the way the dough was made,
sponge cake.
Vahad v'shonim, Rashi's lashon of dvash, mitugon medvash. It's fried in honey. V'kulon min lechem, and all these is it's a type of lechem, but because the way it's made, we'll see that's why it's not mochiv in chala. Iskeritin. Zok Rashi, asuyin ketzapiches, dimitagamina iskeritin. It says by the concerning the mon. Shaloshon, Rashi says, is yisosin raka ma'oid, that the dough is very soft. It means that it's watery. Guys, plus probably make a bread. So the dough is what the Gemara uses lashon number of. Of blosa ovo, so actually it's a thick batter. Right? It's thick. Right? Especially when we're making a cake, like you pour it into the to make like that. Different consistencies. So this is isos and rak and void. Is zokt the Mishnah says weiter. The next case is chalas hamaseres. Rashi says hamaseres. Hagam shel machavas. This is made in a machavas, some kind of frying pan, some kind of pan. That's how it's made. The next case that the Mishnah says v'hameduma. Meduma. This is something else over here. A different cheshbon. Right? Meduma. This is sofik shuma. Right. When shuma falls into the taruvus of shuma and chulin. So there's a shear of Echad Umasai, Echad Umay, I think, is the shear Adin Bittel Drabonon. So if you have Meduma, it's Potem and Achala. That's a different cheshbon, a different reason for this. Zog the Gemara. Okay, we'll see there's one Rashi over here. Zog Rashi, Ptum and Achala. A little bit switching in the water in the Rashi. See the first wide line in the Rashi. Ptum erachal dechsev ochem lechem aris v'hani lav lechem ninu. The reason for the first ones that call upon him aside from meduma is because when the pasuk talks about chal, it says v'och b'chem lechem haaretz, right? Melechem haaretz. So we're talking about something which has the status of lechem. V'hani lav lechem ninu will come in for his time. And these don't have a din of lechem, and that's why the pot of mechala. We'll see that this is negeya three things: chiv chala, negeya birkas hamoitzi, and it's negeya to be yaitze matzah. Right, and they're not all dependent on each other always, but this is what it's going to be negeya. Right? See, Rashi, the next Rashi talks about the din of Meduma. Rashi says, chulin shenafla truma l'soichem. You have chulin. That means something that it was taken truma's maizes off of it. So this is mutter to eat, and truma fell into it, and now there's a teruvah. So you don't know what's what. The halacha is your potter. The tarima truma k'sev lo shikfar haya truma. Rashi says that the Torah is for a different reason. The pasuk says, "Tarima truma v'lo shikfar haya truma." Okay, we'll leave this to the side because this is a different inyan, which is not negated topic that we're discussing over here. Right? It has its own sugya b'fnei atzma over here. Yeah. So zoch the Gemara. My chalas hamaseres. This case over here, the last case of these lechems, which are made in different ways than the regular lechem, which is made in a tanner, in an oven. The case was chalas hamaseres, which Rashi told us that's a machalas. My chalas hamaseres. Amar Bishum and Levi zecholot shel balabatim. Rashi says, "Chol shabal batim einin asa ketikin lechem." Now, cholut, we see something more later on. Right, refers to the boiling of the water. The boiling of the water. That's what causes it to cook. So, Rabbi Shimon Levi has explained this last case. The chalat hamaseres, that's cholot shel balabatim. Now he's referring to this last case over here, and it's potter, like we said, like Rashi mentioned before, because it's ein asa ketikin lechem. It's not made the way bread is made. So Rav Shmuel was a comment on explaining that part of the Mishnah. Now Omarish Lakish. Now I'm going to have a machlokes for Shlokish and Rav Yochanan concerning the Mishnah in general. Omarish Lakish halol ma'ase ilfis hein. Reish Lakish says that the reason why these are potter and they don't have Hashem Lechem is because they're Maisa Ilfasein. These things are made not through a tanner, but an Ilfas. Ilfas is some kind of pan, some kind of pot. That's what these things are cooking, and that's why they don't have Hashem Lechem. It means, according to Reish Lakish, we'll see the protein. Reish Lakish is saying that once. Something is not made with a tanner, it's made with an ilfis, it's not going to get a shem lechem, that's why it's potter. Zokrashi, my ilfis hain, lefikoch lav lechem. That's why it's not lechem. I mean, it's mivu in the Mishnah that's kipshuta, that the chsarn over here is that it's not made properly and like a regular lechem, and that's why it doesn't get a shem lechem. And the shayla is, how is it made? What's enough already to not let them get a shem lechem. Shlokish holds ma'ase ilfis. That's enough. Levikach lav lechem hut kosova, because Reshlokish holds ein lechem ela ofoi betana. Something gets a shem lechem only if it's baked in an oven. Kidichsiv lachmechem betana lechot. That how do you get lachmechem? That's through tana. So once you're not using a tana anymore, you're using some kind of pot or pan, it's not going to get a shem lechem. Something else. Therefore, b'negeit, this Mishnah is not mechuyv in chalom. So, Rabbi Yochanan, zotim back into the Gemara. Nein, Rabbi Yochanan ma ma'ase ilfis chayovin. Rabbi Yochanan holds not ma'ase ilfis betim is chayiv. You don't need dafka atanu. Ma'ase ilfis chayovin. If so, so why are they part in the Mishnah over here? How lolu? These in the Mishnah were told ma'ase son b'chamu that they were baked in the cham in the sun, but if you would have been used in ilfis, then it would have gotten a shem lechem. Rashi says v'halolu. Sent fourth wide line down v'hochei pturin. This is the reason why they part lefi shorson v'cham of loy be'or, because it was cooked in the heat of the sun and not through oil, not through fire. Okay, so we have a basic machlokes over here, and that's what the sugi is going to discuss over here. This question over here, that ma'ase ilfis, that's what the Gemara calls it. If it's not used in a tanner, a ma'ase ilfis, and the truth is that this has a lot of problems, big shailas and rishonim. So we'll We'll have to see as we go on how much we're able to hear. But we're going to talk now, all right, just in order that we shouldn't get involved in the problem, which are rather difficult over here. So we're going to talk general, Tanner, right, that's an oven, Maisa Ilfis, is this kind of machvas, some kind of pan, some kind of and then you have Rabbi Yechanan says that chama, if you don't need the chama, the heat is through the sun. So that's our machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan Shlokesh, whether a Maisa Ilfis has a shem lechem. Right now we're discussing negay to the chiv of chala. Zok the Gemara Meisrei. Meisrei, in fact, I'm going to ask you a kash over here. Kash, we'll see kash on Rish Lakish. The Braise says as follows: Hasafkonim v'hadavshon ha'hizgeritin she'ason be'ilfis chayovin b'cham apturin. There's a Braise over here which clearly talks like Rabbi Yochanan. These things, that if they're made be'ilfis, they're chayav b'chala. B'chama p'turin. Tufta de Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So this is a kasha on Shimon Lakish. Omar Ulo. Omar Loch of Shimon ben Lakish. Ulo says, no, we can answer. Rav Shimon Lakish will answer you as follows. Hochav ma'askinen. Sheher siach ulo besayif hidbik. Which means like this. That what we're finding out over here is that even according to Rish Lakish, that there is a way that a ma'isa ilfis will also be chayif. B'chal, we'll have the chashivas of a lechem. Och ma'asin shor siach lebesayif hidbik. That you first heated up this pan, and then you put on the dough for it to bake. That's what this is talking about. So which means like this, that when Reish Lakish said that a ma'asin ilf is not, that's only if you first put on the dough and then you heat up, then you put the pan on the fire and heat it up. But if you first heat up the pan, and then you put on the dough for it to bake, then he's masking that has the chashivas just of that of a tanner and yichayev b'chal. So the more therefore asks the following question: what is this price over here is coming to say when yichayev when you pot, right? The price says that ilfis is chayev and cham is potter. On that, the more's question was that it would seem to be from this price that any type of ilfis is chayev. That's a kasha Reish Lakish. And that Ula says no, and not any kind of ilfis. Right? If the ilfis was first heated up and then the dough was placed on, so that's what is done. That Reish Lakish is takamoida. Right? The machlokes before was what we were discussing when you first put on dough and then you heat it up. So now the Gemara asks as follows: well, you're telling me now that we're talking about hersiach of seif hidbik. I will hidbik of seif hersiach mine. But what do you want to say? Right? You're trying to defend Reish Lakish. So you want to tell me, but if it was done the other way, hidbik l'seif hirsiach, if you first put on the dough and then you heat up this pan, my, what's the law, hochanam in the pturin? Is that true that this brice is going to hold at your potter? Well, we'll have a question on that from the way the brice sets this up. Ah, the toni seif ha'son b'chama pturin. So why is it, instead of the brice running to tell me how you potter, chama, lift l'glins medido, the Braiser should have made a distinction, a chilek, in Ilfit itself. It should have said, "Bamed v'amamurim ki goyin shesirch v'seif hidbik." When are you chayv b'chalom? Only when you first heat up the pan and then you put on the dough. Aval hidbik seif hesiach turin. But using the same ilfis, you'll be potter if you first put on the dough and then you heat it up. Then you apply the heat source. So the Gemara is asking that according to your Reish Lakish, that this, that ilfis is chayev, is only a certain situation, but another situation, ilfis itself is potter. So when the Braisa wants to tell me, when you chayev, when you potter, so why does the Braisa have to jump to chama to be potter? You have a ptur in ilfis itself. That's tomorrow's kasha, right? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very good. That's what I'm saying. Any kind of ilfis is chayev, and the only time that you potter is only by chama. That's why the Braisa has to make this difference, ilfis versus chama. But according to Reish Lakish, that you hold that ilfis, it says, has its side tour. So when Brian says, come tell me, when you're chai, when you're potter, it should have told me the two types of preparing it with an ilfis. Or you have to run to chama to be potter. That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara as follows: Chesuri mechzer avahochi katoni. That this is how Reish Lakish is going to explain the Brian. That the truth is that we have to make a little adjustment in the Brayis. So over here, chasur mechsro, that there are words missing. And this is how the Brayis should say. The Brayis says that be'ilfes yichayev. On that point, this is what the Brayis should be saying. When do I say that be'ilfes is chayev? That's only if you first heat up the pan and then you put on the dough. But if you switch the order, you first put on the dough and then you heat it up, then nasik mishasan b'cham upturin. That's what it means. So the way we're adjusting the Brayis over here is that when the Tana talks about chama, he's not talking about the case of chama. He's just using chama as an example. Just like you understand that chama is potter, so the Brayis, the Tana means to say that the two types of preparing the ilfis, and in ilfis itself, in a certain situation, when you first put on, you first madbik, and then you heat it up, it's potter just like that of chama. That's how we'll talk to Brayis. So with this chasuri mechsera, actually what we're really doing is we're making a chilek in ilfis itself, in achanami. Let's see the Rashi over here. So Rashi, shehersiach ha'ilfis, he heated up the pan, v'achakach hidbik bo halechem, and then he attached on the dough. The havale ke'en ma'is etanur, that already is similar to a tanur hukachayovim. So that's why Yivmei Shlokesh is masking that yichayev. So according to this, when the pasuk said, when Rashi brought before that ein lechem el ofei betanur lachem lechem betanur, according to this, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have the structure of a tanur, but it means that it has to have the characteristics of that of a tanur, right? That you're putting it into a place that was preheated, akoponim.
What if you put it into a tanur that was cold and then did it?
Okay, so that's a good question. Now, as according to the way I just said it, that it has to, you know, it's preheated, right? But I would think that it sounds like from the world later on that the mila of a tanner is the fact that there's a heat, you know, from all around.
Right, the derech klal. That's
what happens. After you heat it up, that's what happens, right? As opposed to in a pot, you know, the heat is just coming from one side.
Is the ilfis also is it liquid in there? Like it's also a different form of.
So that's part of the question over here, right? As far as that is ilfis over here, with liquid, without liquid, does Rabbi Yochanan argue even with liquid? This is really a big shame in the Rishonim, right? Which is out of my scope. Right? I'm not going to blame it on anyone else. Right? But you know, but this is something that, you know, if you're ready to that step, you should definitely work on it. Let's see. Zok
the
Gemara.
The whole shal here is if it's going to be machmitz, right? Is that
no. We're talking about hilchala. Right now we're talking about hilchala. Right, that's what directly this is talking about, right? And even concerning matzah, right? Like I mentioned before, matzah needs a shem lechem, right? See, even if it's not chometz, right? Of course, lechem oini. Right? It has to have a shem lechem. So even if it wouldn't be chometz, not necessarily an issue of chometz not chometz, right? As we mentioned, these three things concerning challah, matzah, and brikas hamoitzi, these things are talking the shem lechem. Shem lechem. What's considered that it has the status of bread? Let's see. Zot Gemara. Toshma. Yoitzin b'matzah hina. The Brayis over here talks about two cases. Yoitzim b'matzahin. This is already talking about matzah. Yeah, this Brayis. Yoitzim b'matzahin. What does this mean? Matzahin. So let's see how Rashi explains this. Hino. Zok Rashi. See over there, it's the end of the fifth wide line. Hino. Rashi says, Eina afuya kol tzorka. It's not fully baked. Losh nal toichlu mimenu no. the lashon of hina, the shayush of the word is no, which comes from the pasuk, which talks about by korban pesach. It says al toichul menu no, which over there is it's partially cooked. Oh, what do they call it?
Raw.
Not raw, but you know it's a
rear.
Oh, that's the word, rear. Right, right. You know that idea, right? That it's not fully cooked. So this braisa says over here, right, that you yaitzim with a matzah that's hina. Matzah that's hina. Uve matzah ha'asuya be'ilfus. These two things, even though they don't, there's not the regular way of making it, and therefore the question is, does it have a shem lechem? Right, that's what the braisa comes to say. Zokt Rashi, ho'asuya be'ilfus, v'avgav lechem be'inan, ki lechsev lechem oinin. So, when I get to what the Morris comment has over here, the Braisa says that Matzah Suya Be'ilfis has a Shem Lechem, is a Kashem Reshlokash, who Reshlokash told Ilfis. Now, then, and for the Morris, now, Misha Sirach B'Sef Hidbik. The Morris says, well, this Braisa, we're going to also limit that it's, according to Reshlokash, is talking about in the case that we found that just before, that he's masking to, that if you first Masiach, and then you use it, that's good. So, according to Reshlokash, that's what this Braisa is not talking about. Any kind of ma'ase ilfis. Right? This is dafka and ilfis that was first heated up. Now the Gemara goes back to the first thing. My matzahino, Omar Behuda, Omar Shmuel, Kol Sheporso, Ve'en Chutin Mishnachen Heimena. We want to know at what point has it already reached the stage of matzahina that it's good. Right? Because as a matzah is baking, right, so definitely while it's still dough, it doesn't have a Shem Lechem. At a certain point, the Braisa tells us doesn't have to be fully baked. But what's that transition point that already gets the Shem Lechem? Kol Sheporso, if you break it apart, the Ein Chutin Mshachan Himena, and you don't, it's not stringy. Right? At a certain point, when it gets enough baked, then it doesn't have the dough strings there. Zok Rashin. Second to last line, the beginning line. My matzah, hinu klemer, kama te'of vehe yoytzebo. How much baking do you need that you yoytze? Sheporso, zok rashi, shemeshabro, or shemprusha, to break it. That's the lashon of prusa that we have all over in Shas. Right? Prusa refers to a piece that's broken off. Sheporso, this is the verb. Sheporso, shemeshabro, yeah. And it's ein chutin imshachan imen. Okay, that's the stage over there. Omar Rava, v'chein lach metoida. Rava says that this is also the same shear for lach metoida. I mean, lach metoida, that the lachem and by korban toida also need to have a shem lachem, and he's saying that this is also the same shear as far as that's concerned. Zok Rashi, v'chein l'ini lach metoida, im shochar hazevach aleihen. If he shechted the korban toida, aleihem means on these lechem. Like Rashi explains that the din is that the shechid has a zebach is mekadosh the lechem. The lechem has to be niskadosh. Has to get a kedusha of toida, and the way that kedusha is received is through the shechitas akorban. Now, it had to have had a Shem Lechem at the time that the Shechita was made in order for it to be Niskadish. So that's the question over there. Let's say, you know, it's being cooked, it's being baked in the Tanner, and someone shechted it, you know, a little earlier than he should have, and, you know, you find out that it wasn't taken out of the oven yet, right? So that's what we're saying over here, that it still could be good, because if it's this year of Hino, which is Einu Shochan, Einu Chutin Shochan Imena, then it also has a Shem Lechem and no Binus Kaddish. So Rashi, that once you reach this stage of baking, Kiddush Alechem v'Atoyde Ksherin. Tohoil v'kormu poneho, t'nam b'mnochis, ke'agavno. I think they changed this word. Tohoil, you have to change.
Take it out,
yeah.
Take it out.
Right. Yeah, right. There's some kind of The Mishnah talks about krimas ponim, right, which is referring to getting across.
Yeah.
Right, so Rashi over here says that this shear of crusting of the outside is equivalent to this shear over here, and that's why it's good. Right, after discussion on this also, but that's kipshutu what the Gemara says over here. That the Gemara asks, Pshita, that's Poshet, Hochel Lechem Ksiv, Hochel Lechem Ksiv. Why does Rava feel that he has to speak out V'chein Lachmei Toida? They also are kosher with this shear. I mean, there has to be Lechem. So once you find out that B'negei Tamatzel, Lechem Oinim, Mazel Gemara, Ma'al Desem Ahoy L'Ksiv, Hikriv Imenu Echad Mikol Korm. By Toida it says, "V'hikrev echad mikol korban." The pasuk says that you should take out of each of the different types of the lachman. There's four different types by korban Toida. So you take one of the chalas, 10 chalas each. Min give one chala, echad mikol korban. You have to give to the kohen. So the moral learns echad shelo yitl porus, that you can't take a piece. V'hocho command the priest adamu kamash malon, and over here, being that it's not fully baked, so I would think that it's even in the like the full stage, but it's still considered a porous, considered a piece, and that will be the problem. Hey, what I'm saying is that true that as far as matzah is concerned, that the shem lechem lechemoni that tells you that it has a shem lechem, but concerning korban toida, I would have thought that there's a second issue that you have to deal with, and that's what the chiddush of Rava is. So when he's come to say, v'chein lach...
What's the chiddush of Rava?
The Gemara is speaking out right now that aside from the Shem Lechem that you need by lach metay, but there's another requirement. That requirement is because being that the Torah tells us by toida that you have to give, we know that the korban toida, right, it's a famous korban, it's four minim, four different types of lechem, 10 chalas each, 40 lachmim. Yeah, possibly you have to give one of each min to the kohen. Now, and the Gemara dashes from over there. Echad shelo yitol porus. That you shouldn't take a broken piece. You have to give the kohen a full one. Now, the Gemara says, v'hocha command the priest adamya. I might have thought that something which is not fully baked, even though it has a Shem Lechem, but it's not, you're not considered like you're giving him a Sholem. What you're giving him is only a piece. All right, we'll see. But that's the point that the Gemara is saying. So that means it's a different problem. You're right. Because what the Gemara is coming to say over here is that the question was, what's Rava adding? I mean, if the condition is Lechem, so once you see concerning matzah that you eat, it has a Shem Lechem, so then the devil should have a Shem Lechem concerning Toida. So why does Rava have to speak it out? That so too by Toida. So I'm not going to say because the Toida has an additional condition, and I wouldn't have known that it meets that condition. Right? This halacha of that you should be given the kohen a shalom, not a prusa. So that's why Rava has to speak it out. That at this point, it's not considered a prusa either. You're giving him a shalom. Let's see the Rashi. We saw the Banimash. Let's see on the top. So Rashi echem kokorm. Shuma Lashem Lakoyin Hazer. The pasuk says you'll take one challah from each korban Shuma Lashem by giving it to the Koyin Hazer. Actually, Abbas Minin Hoyu Bo. There were four different types of lechem. The korban toida shall es a challis. Each min was 10 challis were made. We call minu minu is nechal lakoyin. And every one of the four minim, you give one challah to the koyin. Vashala Bailim. And the rest of Baalim eats uksiv, and the pasuk says echod. And we learn from over there shloitin loy prusa. You can't give him a piece, a prusa. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that whether something is considered a whole or it's not better than a piece has to do with the stages of baking. And that's what I was coming to say, that this at this point of Hina, which is Ein Chutn Shoch Limenu, that already fulfills this Tnai of Echav Aleporos. Let's see. Zot Gemara Meisvei. Right, we're right back to this discussion, Rabbi Yechiel Meir Shlokas, concerning Maisa Ilfis, whether that'll give something Hashem Chala. Hashem Lechem. Meisvei. Hame'iso. Beishamai Poitin Uwez Hillel Mechaivin. Zot Gemara. The Brayis will explain what this is. Hame'iso. Right, if you have a Lechem, which is made in this fashion of Me'isa, Beishamai Poitin Uwez Hillel Mechaivin. This is a Achala Halocha over here. Beishamai Poitin, Beishamai is Lahoka, let that your potter, Beishamai Mechaivin, Mechaivin, Chala. Hachalita, different preparation. Beishamai Mechaivin, or Beis Hillel Poitrin. Faker. Over here, Beishamai is Lahachman, and Beis Hillel is Lahokal. On that, the Braisa says, it's a mission actually. Ezeo Hame'iso, Beizeo Hachalita. What are these two types of preparations? So on that, the Braisa says as follows. Hame'iso, Me'iso, which was the first case. Which we have that Beishamai is Mekel. That means Kemachsha al Gabe Mugloshin. That if you take the Kemach flour and you put it, sprinkle the flour on top of boiling water. So you have the boiling water, which is boiling in a pot, and you pour the Kemach into that. Hachalita is the opposite. Mugloshin Shal Gabe Kemach. Chalita is you're taking the water, which was boiled, and you're pouring it onto the flour. So on that, the way we have this halacha over here is that there seems to be a difference in the two, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai switches their shitas from one to the next. That's what our Braisa seems to say. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Oimer Mishmoviv, Zeveze Liptur. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, says over B'shem Rabbi Yosi that there's no difference between the two. Both of these things, Me'isa and Chalita, they both have the same din. Zeveze Liptur. Both cases over here are potter from Chala. V'amri lo Zeveze Lechir. And others said that what he said was this, that they share the same din, was l'chiv. But his point over here is that there's no difference. And the question, which way did he go? The Chachomim say, either of these two, the difference is just as follows. They're all the same. A son be'ilf is potter. If they're made in an ilfis, then it's potter from chala. B'tanur is chayiv. Okay, that's what we have over here. That's the mission of this braisa over here. Now the Gemara is going to first explain, and then we're going to come to the kasha, right? Because Gemara is starting with a meisve. Right? So we plan on asking a kasha from this source over here. But first, the Gemara needs to explain. Now let's just see the Rashi till here. There's a couple of Rashis here. Hame'isa, right? Hame'isa, Hechlita, right? What you're doing is that you're boiling flour. Poitrin minachal. Basically, poitrin, right? Rashi telling us what the issue is, right? The din of challah. Mugloshin aroischem, that's boiled water. So let's come back into the Gemara. But Tanakama, Fetti Marakashim, Tanakama, Maishna Hame'isa, Maishna Achlita, what's the difference? What is the difference between the two? The Gemara seems to understand, and we shouldn't talk about this. Why the Gemara feels like this? But the Gemara seems to say that there. What's the difference? What's the difference whether you put in halacha? Why should there be a difference in halacha whether you put the flour into the hot water, or hot water onto the flour. Now, the Shem will raise the question over here that we know that there's a difference. One, if you're putting the flour into the water, the water is a clear ration. Right? It has a stronger bishul power. However, if you pour the water onto the flour, that's very eerie clarition, right? Which is Masechta Shabbos, right? Which there could be that it's less. This is the basis of what Tosis is asking such a question. Akapon, but the Gemara, and the Rishonim explain in different ways what's the basis of this Gemara's question. But the Gemara's question over here is that we don't understand that there should be a difference between the two. So therefore, we can't accept the Braisa, right, the Mishnah, as face value. That we have two cases, and there's a difference in Din. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are on other sides in each case. The truth of the matter is that the Taka is no difference. There is no difference, right? The Machalis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is the same by Meisa and by Chalita. Whenever the Gemara says Tavra, to break, meaning to say that these two things can't coexist together. That the Tana who learned this did not learn that. Which means to say, and as we thought, it goes together, that, you know, one Tana is saying that the case of Meisa, Beis Shammai holds this, and Beis Hillel holds that. In the case of Chalita, no, they hold differently. We thought it was one Tana, one Shita, that held that it coexisted two things. Magmar is saying that it doesn't. The truth is that these are two different Tanoim talking. So when the Brahmin says, "Sorry, Hameisa Beis Shammai Pesach Meis Hillel Mechayvin," that's one Tana. That's Tana number one, and he would hold that Chalita has the same din. And when the Braisa, the Mishnah continues, Hachalita Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Poitrin, it's a very different Tana talking, right? And this Tana holds that Meis would have the same din as Chalita. As each one picked a different case to talk about for the Chiddush in that specific case, but the halacha that they hold, there's no difference between Chalita and Meis. It's taka all the same. That's what it means. Tavra, Mishishanazu, Laishanazu. Right? If you try to put it together, this Braisa, this one Tana is talking, this is the first part that he said, that's the other part that he said, right? It's not going to work. Right? It doesn't make sense that to have two different dinim because of these two different cases. As the Mora asked, Ma'ishno. Right? And Mora says, Tavra, and Nochanami. Right? It's broken. It doesn't fit together. These are two different Tana I'm talking. Mishishanazu, Laishanazu. Fine. So that's as far as the explanation of the Braisa. And now the Gemara comes to the question. I'm first going to talk about whether this piece was necessary for the question, not necessary for the question. Let's see. Katani miyas v'chachamim oimrim. So at the Gemara, but this much is clearly stated in the Braisa. V'chachamim echad zev echad zev shason be'ilfes potter betaner chayuv. To Yufta the Rabbi Yechanon, Zotim Mora, you see from over here, this Braisa says that if it was made in the Ilfis, you're potter, you're only chayv if it was made in the Tanner. To Yufta the Rabbi Yechanon, it's the Kasha Rabbi Yechanon. Now let's just hear over here what we're saying. The Chachomim are coming to argue on what was mentioned previously. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, we have two lishonos over here. Zev zeh leptur, v'zeh zeh lechiyuv. So, if you make the cheshbonos, that really, zev zeh lechiyuv could have been ashitas tanoim for Rabbi Yochanan to base it on. And that's possible. Tosafot talks about it, and it could be that it's really our real problem is just dependent on on the shittus in the braisa, zel zel leptur will be a problem. But zel zel lechiyev is Rabbi Yochanan has who to base his shita on. Is fact Gemara this kasha that you see from the Chachomim that Be'ilfas is potter and Betanur first is chayv. Shuv to Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see the Rashi over here. Look Rashi, Betanakama. This is this piece of Gemara over here that the Gemara wants to understand the Tanakama, which makes the difference between Meisa and Chlita. The Gemara has a difficulty understanding that. Look Rashi, Bereisha Mahad the Gemara the Purusha the Braisa. First, the Gemara goes to explain the Braisa itself. Deloy Teve Mishabeshta. For Hod Messiah Milse. And then the Braisa continues, Umoisef Tiyufta Minela Bechna. Which, it seems from Rashi, Rashi is bothered by this point over here. That, I mean, the point of this Gemara over here, we're not learning right now, Mesechus Chala. We're coming to ask Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the Kashan Rabbi Yochanan is from the latter part of the Braisa, which has no difficulty. So why is Mora getting involved in explaining the first part of the Braisa? L'chor, that's not relevant to the question that we want to ask. On that, Rashi says, well, if the beginning part of this Braisa was not understandable, then the entire Braisa would become Meshabeshta, and it wouldn't be a reliable Braisa to ask a Kasha on. So that's why the Gemara first has to clarify any difficulties in the Braisa. Now we see that this Braisa is a substantial, reliable Braisa. Now we could ask on the Braisa. That's what Rashi means over here. Bereisha first, Mahad Begimora, Lepirush, the Braisa. To explain the Braisa, the Loitev Meshabeshta, that it shouldn't be a mistake, right? Sometimes you have Braisas which are Meshabeshtas, right? We know that Braisa had to be what's the word? You know, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right. Kol Braisa that's l'tum be'vchir be'vayishia. Right. You can't ask from it because right? it's not necessarily authentic.
Did you point out earlier that this was a Mishnah or?
It looks like it's a Mishnah over here. Rashi called it a Braisa.
Because I don't know if we say a Mishnah Beshta, do we? I mean, maybe.
Okay, I hear. Rashi's definitely calling this a Braisa. But he's basically.
Is there Gemara
in
Elias?
Those are just Mishnais. Yeah, it's only Mishnais. It looks like even Chalim.
Yeah,
but
he means both.
Yeah. I hear. that's what Rashi is telling us why the Gemara is getting involved over here. That the Lord Tev Mishabesh. And after we rectify this Braisa, that the Braisa is something that we could rely on. Now the Gemara continues to ask on Rabbi Yochanan. Zokt Rashi vayte kimachlokes bezu. This was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is the Gemara. The Gemara's answer when the Gemara asked Maishno. And that Gemara's answer was k'machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. The truth is that there is no difference in halacha. Whatever you hold concerning one, you hold the other. Kloyma hamechayim zu mechayim bezu, ha'poite bezu poite bezu. V'reisha demapech plugtayu lav chodo tana amrinu. It's not one tana that had a reverse machlekes in the case of meisa versus the case of chalita. It's not one tana. Lav cholatana aminu v'kashi adodi, that there should be a question one to the next. But the truth is, Misha shanazu lo shanazu. The Tana who learned this did not learn that one. Hai Tana islay, that this Tana holds in mechum beishama and mekul beishilalhi. Then that it's mechum beishamais, so beishamai is mechayev. V'tono chalita, so he's the one who learns the case of Chalita, which is in our, where we have it, this is actually the second case. V'tona Chalita, v'hu adin l'me'isa. V'hai islay d'mikule be'shamay, v'chomim be'tzilhi, v'tona ha'me'isa, v'hu adin l'chalita. So each one, pick one case to talk about, but the truth of the matter is that in halacha, they both have the same din. Tavro, kashna adodi. Kashna means there's a stalemate over here, right? Kashna adodi, they don't stim with each other, right? They don't fit together. Tavro, mishanazu, loishanazu. Right? There's no way of putting the two things together. Mishanazu, loishanazu. Okay, let's see where we are over here. So after the Gemara cleared this up, the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. In the Chachomim it says, a difference, the only difference between Me'isa and Chalita, there is no difference between these two. The difference that you have in the preparation has to do with Ilfis and Tanu. And that the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because the Chachomim say, if it's a son of Ilfis, get your potter. So the Gemara continues like this. Omlach Rabbi Yochanan, Tanoihi. Which means as follows. That means the Gemara agrees, you're right. It's like Rabbi Yochanan, I can't do anything about this price. This price is definitely not like I said. I said that an Ilfis is Chayiv. This price says that an Ilfis is potter. However, my Shita still has a support because I hold it as Machlag Tanoim. I definitely have a Tana to support me. And he's now going to bring a Braisa. And this is what we mentioned before. If you look in that second Tesis quickly, Omalach Rabbi Yechanan Tanoihi Disanyo, on that Tesis says, Lo Itzrich Lashkuchi Tanoi, it's not necessary for him to go and to look, you know, outside to find a Tana on his side, the Machlekes Tanaim, El Elishin Da'am La'amri Lo Zev Zeh Leftur. Only according to the Loshin in Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisrael that said Zev Zeh Leftur. Av Elishin that Zev Zeh Lechiv, Ika Tanoi Bahach Braise Gufo. But according to the Loshin that he was Mechayev, Zev Zeh Chayev, then in this Braise itself you really have. Ika Tanoi Bahach Braise Gufo. And Tosfos goes to prove that where the chiv before, according to that side, is definitely including Ilfis. So that's how Tosfos makes the cheshbon in the Gemara. So this that the Gemara had a problem in the first place and is looking for a Tana support for Rabbi Yochanan is only according to the Loshon that Zev Zeh Leftur. So therefore he's not going to find it in the Braisa that we just mentioned, so he has to look elsewhere. So the Gemara is going to bring a braisa now, right? Tanoihi. So, okay, Berichanan, it's machlekes tanoim, and I'm paskening like the Tana who holds that Ilfis is chayiv. Tisanya, yochol yehei mi'iso v'chaluto chayovim v'chalom. Tamaloi malechem. The Tana Kama says as follows. One might have thought that mi'iso and chaluto, which we just discussed before, Achayv v'chalo tamlem alechem that it's not mechuyev in chalo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein lechem el ha'ofei betanu. Rabbi Yehuda says ein lechem el ha'ofei betanu. Something gets a shem lechem only if it's baked in the tanu. Now this braisa as it is right now needs explanation that they seem to be saying the same thing. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda hani tana kamo. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be, I mean, the point of the Tanakh is that Me'is and the Chaluta are potter, or Tamlam Alechem. It's not Lechem. Yehuda says Lechem is only if it's made in the Tanakh. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan learns, El Alav Ma'isa Ilfis Ika Benayim, that must be that they're arguing by Ma'isa Ilfis. That's what the machlokes is. We have to find where could be in the case that they're discussing directly. They're not arguing, but the way they set up their shita will happen afkemina by a ma'ase ilfis. That's what Rabbi Yochanan wants to learn. El of ma'ase ilfis benayim. Tana kama sof a ma'ase ilfis chayovin. Tana kama holds a ma'ase ilfis chayovin. Right? Daifka mi'is in the chaluto, which is not made, not baked in a ilfis. That's why you're potter. But once you get into the into the ilfas preparation, then ready yechayiv. Rabbi Huda sovar ma'ase ilfas pturin, because Rabbi Huda holds dafka tanum. So this is where Rabbi Yochanan found his tanum. Tanakam is the Tana that Rabbi Yochanan is basing his shita on. Let's see the Rashi here. Zok Rashi. Tanakam is sovar, maise ilfis chayovim. Tanakam talks about maise v'chaluta is potter. That's what the Tanakam says. Tamam alechem. And that's when Ma'am Isin Chalut. And this is how we're going to understand the Tanakam. Yochel teham isva halita chayov mechalo tamam alechem. The pasuk says lechem. Vahani lav lechem ninu. Why? Dekoidem lishoson. Because before you need them, mivusholim bereischenein. The flour is cooked, is boiled. Aval maise ilfis. However, were you to make it into an ilfis, shloi nefu ella al ha'or, that they were baked ella al ha'or on a fire, kroven hin lemaisa tanner, that already is close enough to what a tanner produces, v'lechem inhu, and it'll have a shem lechem, v'chayev, and then there'll be a chiv chayev, v'afilu hidbik ulubesoy fersiach. Because that's really what they argue. But I feel a hitbik, even if you first attach it and then you heat up the pot. That's the Tanakama Shita. This was how Rabbi Yochanan understands the Shita's Tanakama, and that's why the Tanakama was going to be a basis for Rabbi Yochanan. From Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Machlekes in the Braisa continues. Rabbi Yehuda told him, no, myself is Nami Peturin, and myself is also Potter. Dein lechem el ofi betanum. Ein lechem el ofi betanum. Okay. Zok the Gemara. So that's the sofa we're holding right now, that Rabbi Yochanan definitely has tanoim, not like him. And what the Gemara was able to do just was that Rabbi Yochanan was able to find a machlekes tanoim, that means he'll have a tana on his side, and that his shita is based on, he has a source for what he's saying. Right? To make all the tanoim hold like him, he can't do that. But what he can do is that he can show that it actually. And I have a support. Zok the Gemara, loy. So now the Gemara is is pushing away what he's saying. And he has to bring, he has to show that there's a machlekes tanoim, because we zikha have a tana not like that. He has to show that there is machlekes tanoim, right? So because of, it's not clear what he's saying. There he has a two tanoim over here, which seems to say the same thing. So he wants to set up the machlokes in this fashion, and by doing that, he'll have for himself someone to base on. That Gemara says, "Loi, the kuliyamu ma'ase ilfis pturin." That even according to what you're saying, you're raising the question that they seem to be saying the same. What's the machlokes? But that doesn't necessarily lead us to say what you're saying, right? We could explain the machlokes differently. Zot the Gemara, "Loi, kuliyamu ma'ase ilfis pturin." No, I can really tell you that everyone holds ma'ase ilfis is pturin. Even the Tanakama holds that Ma'ase Ilfis is Potter. And this, that there's a Machlokes over here, and it would seem to be that the Tanakama is Mechayev. The Machlokes is when you have, like the Braisa talks about, Me'isa v'chaluto, and after you do that process, now you put it into the Tanakama. That's my hocha gun shechazav ha betana kam eflegi. Tanakama sovan. Tanakama holds kimon shechazav ha betana lechem krina bay. And that's what Tana is saying. This price says, Yoch yehem is fchul techayov machal tom lama lechem. It's missing in lechem. But that's only if it only had the meis nechul the process done to it. But if you, after that, you put it into the tanner, then it'll have a shem lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Sofer ain lechem el ofa betana meikara. Yehuda holds that it has to be the original process had to have been done in a tanner. V'kivim meikara lav betana afya lav lechem hu. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say that being that originally it wasn't baked in a tanner, even though after the chaluta process it was put into a tanner, then already it can't get a shem lechem anymore. Lav lechem. Zotam Omar Rava, my time Rabbi Yehuda. What is the basis of Yehuda? Dechsev va'ofu eser noshim lachmechem betanur echad. Lechem ha'ofu betanur echad kori lechem. She'en ofu betanur echad ein kori lechem. I think more, according to this, right, I think more is saying, what's Yehuda's source that it had to have been originally baked in the tanur? So I think more is seeing in this pasuk, right, which needs little explanation, right? Betanur echad means that its original baking was done. I mean, the pasuk and the pasuk is talking about 10 women that are using one oven, right? But the Gemara has learned from over there that the lechem is only if it was its original cooking process was done in a tanner. But if it was done in something else, only subsequently put into a tanner, then it's not going to get a shem lechem. Lechem off of b'tanah echad kori lechem. Shein off of b'tanah echad ain kori lechem. Let's just see the Rashi's over here. Okay. Zok Rashi. Shechozav off of b'tanah. Right? This is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is pushing away some answers. At this point, the Gemara really is being mad cheshit as Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Because we definitely have a tanah not like Rabbi Yochanan. The best Rabbi Yochanan will be able to do is try to produce for us, you know, machlekes. And he'll have one tana on his side. That's more is pushing that way. That this braiso, which Taka needs explanation, what's the machlekes? But there's no, we're not forced to say like you. So Rabbi Yochanan really lost his base, and this is really the basis that some Yishayim who pass like Rish Lakish is for this reason. It's being machlekes Yishayim who we pass in like, but some Yishayim based it on that.
It was unclear at the end where we saying that the Gemara. Is not forced to say like Rabbi Yochanan says, or are we asking? Do we end up with a kash on Rabbi Yochanan?
Well, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have a solid source, right? Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, he could get out of it, right? But he doesn't really have a strong source to what he's saying.
I mean, he can't prove it, right? Because we could learn the braisa either way. But mm-hmm. could he say, but my way is just as valid in learning it, and therefore you know. You haven't shlugged me up, or are we saying that there's, for some reason, there's a preference to learn it?
Well, I mean, being that what we know, right? What do we know? We know that there's definitely a tana like Rish Lakish, right?
Right.
And we don't really have anything forcing us.
Right, but we know that there's a machlokas here. The question is what the machlokas is in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So do
we have a base? Do we have a base when we want to pass in the halacha now? We have a base that to find Rabbi Yochanan. We don't really have that, right? We don't have any real basis to find shit to Rabbi Yochanan. If you know, Rabbi Yochanan could find us, you know, if you want to find your tana, you could learn the machlokes in that way, right? But we don't really have any hechrach that there exists such a sheet in the Tanoim.
But that still doesn't specifically make us leave Rabbi Yochanan as shlugged up.
Yeah, he's right. I don't think mean to say he's shlugged up, but as far as passing the halacha, he doesn't have a strong basis. Right. His shita. Let's see the Rashi. Last Rashi over here. Shechozav ofen betanur. Zok Rashi. Shechozav ofen betanur lemaise ilfis. Now Rashi actually explains that we're talking about over here. Shechozer often after you made the ma'ase ilfis. For hachi kol matane kamu, tamalem lechem, v'hani lav lechem minu d'mivushon b'mayim hein. Next, see, because mi'isa and chalita are not a ma'ase ilfis. Now he's talking about that. So now Rashi explains over here. That shechozer va'ofon, because the way the Gemara goes is that everyone holds that a ma'ase ilfis is potter, right? Because the preparation that the ma'ase ilfis itself could give us is not a lechem, like Rish Lakish Shishita. That's the Gemara is holding right now. Mm-hmm. Right? You need a tanner to do that. And the question is, at this point, could a tanner help you? So look Rashi like this, right? So that the machlekes is shechazav often look Rashi what a ma'ase ilfis for hachika omar tanekama tamalem lechem lechem v'hani lav lechem ninhu t'mivushon b'mayim he. These things meisa and chaluta. This is cooked in water, the boiling waters. That's what cooks them. For who had in the ma'ase ilfis nami, and this is what we're including over here. That Maisa Ilfis, which like we saw, Rabbi Yochanan, their Rish Lakish, there is a way that Maisa could have a chshivas of a lechem. That's what Rashi's being careful to say, that who had in a Maisa Ilfis, which is Hidbik L'Soif Hirsiach, Nam Ilav Lechem Ninu. However, Avachozav Ofen Betanu, Lechem Kreenim Bein. But if you would put it into a lechem, into a tanner, then you could upgrade the status, and it'll have the cheshivas of a lechem, and it doesn't bother us, or it doesn't prevent us, the fact that it was done in an ilfas originally. Rabbi Huda Savas Grashi offer b'tanner echad b'inon v'loy b'shnei tanurim kigoin ilfas v'tanur. Now it's meduyik in the Rashi over here that Rabbi Yehuda, way more is coming out that a tanner is not going to help, and that's where Rashi is bringing ilfas into the world here. That the drasha is v'loy b'shnei tanurim. Rashi says what constitutes the shnei tanurim, dafka ilfas and tanur. But were you to do the cholot and Mi'isa, and then put it into a tanner, for Rashi it will be mashma. Everyone holds that it's good, because right? The problem is that it's shnei tanurim. It means that by baking it in a way that can't produce lechem, that already ruins this lechem from becoming lechem, even though you put it into a tanner afterwards. The fact that the first thing had some level of baking to it, but if it wasn't a baking process, wasn't done, it was just a chalut or just a bishul, that would be mashal from Rashi, then afterwards, if you put it into a proper tanner, then everyone's masking that'll get a shem lechem. That's Rashi over here. Ilfis v'tanun. Okay.